Tuesdays at this time, we check in with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. We've been focused on X and TikTok lately, but there are other platforms, and we're going to talk about those today, or at least one with Scott. We shouldn't overlook this one, right, Scott? And there is a lot for you to keep track of. Talk about the platform that's our focus this morning.
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Bob. So it's LinkedIn, which you may not realize was released in 2003, so 20 years ago. And personally, I find the LinkedIn story to be fascinating, and I suspect I'm not the only one. So closer to 20 years ago, LinkedIn was the place where you went to just update your resume, and you used it when you were looking for work. And I know people now who think that this is still the case and will readily admit that they haven't updated their profile in a long, long time. Now, it's definitely carved a niche for itself as the platform you use to discuss business and careers. People use it for other things, but when I think of work and business on social media, LinkedIn always comes to mind first. It's a standout platform because it has a clear audience. I interact with people on LinkedIn about business-focused content, and those are some people that I've never seen on any other social media platform.
Hmm. You call it a standout platform. Is that because it's built this business career niche?
Yes, and stand out as in, if you ask me where to go to watch videos, my response is Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. If you ask me where to go to discuss job tips for people adjusting from remote to hybrid work, I say LinkedIn and only LinkedIn. And to me, that's what makes it stand out. But a platform doesn't just get to become a standout platform. The pieces need to be put into place, and the intended audience has to embrace those pieces.
So the way you're talking about it, could you say that the only social media platform that's not a complete time waster is LinkedIn?
<Yeah. laughs> I guess that's one way to do it. You could probably waste some time on LinkedIn, to be fair, but I think for the most part, you're right about that.
Yeah. So LinkedIn has changed a lot, but so has social media in general, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's very true. And part of what's most interesting to me about LinkedIn is it seemed to just change and settle into this leadership role over time. It's this place that grew without flashing a neon sign every time there's a new feature. You know, LinkedIn definitely did announce plenty of initiatives and features, don't get me wrong, but it's not like Elon Musk does on X every single time he has an idea.
Is LinkedIn the only platform that you think has carved this niche out?
No, but I would consider it the most prominent. There are other examples that may or may not have been intended all along. You know, it's a little hard to say. You think of TikTok, for example, as social media or entertainment. I also think of TikTok as somewhat of a search engine. We've talked about people using it in place of Google. You could make that same argument for YouTube. People over time realized that you could plug in queries versus just automatically going and Googling something. And while LinkedIn certainly marketed itself as a place to find career-minded content, it also benefited from building out features that allowed for all kinds of people to take part. There are those who only use it for resumes, like we were saying, and that's totally fine. And then there are others who take full advantage of all the social media tools it's implemented and built over the years, which is also fine. I'd say that no social media platform needs to be the same for everyone.
Digital strategist Scott Kleinberg talking about various platforms you should be aware of. Scott, tell us why a small business owner out there, or any business owner for that matter, might give LinkedIn a closer look if they don't now, or maybe they once did and moved away.
Yeah, sure. It's a great question. So that's where thinking about your audience has to be top of mind. So here's a great way to think about it. Let's say your new business is offering a 10% discount for people who sign up on your website or social media. Announce that on Facebook or Instagram. But let's say the CEO of this business has five core principles designed to focus the importance of work-life balance for employees. That's a story you'd want to tell on LinkedIn, more so than it's a photo of the CEO and a caption on Instagram. You know, you could tell it that way on Instagram, absolutely. Would that be wrong? No. But making a niche for yourself in social media, and specifically on a specific social media platform, That's really important, because then there's reason for someone to follow you there and come back. To get that unique perspective, they're not going to get somewhere else.
Which goes back to the standalone niche part of the conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, full circle, actually. I mean, as a platform, you know, carved out a niche being a business career-focused platform, a person or business could carve out its own related niche to also fit in that platform. And I'll admit, it sounds confusing, but if you drew this out on paper, it's really smart, because for the business owner, it lets you play in multiple sandboxes. Let's advertise here and see how we did. Let's put up this beautiful photo of our new headquarters on this platform and see if that moves the needle. Let's put up a story about our CEO and how they approach work-life balance and see if we gain any engagement. Then let's put up some awesome videos of our customers using the product on this platform.
And that's a strategy, right? What you just described.
It is a strategy. Well, it's at least the groundwork for a solid one, right? Reach the right people with the right content in the places they are where it matters most. And even though the groundwork is nothing more than a blueprint, it's a start. And in social media, that's often the most important thing. The LinkedIn example helps to change the view from, I need to post on this platform and that platform, to, I need to post this type of content on that platform because that's the right platform for this type of content.
And what about Scott Kleinberg on LinkedIn?
I knew you were going to ask that. You can follow my post. Anybody can do that by searching my name on the app. My LinkedIn strategy, honestly, personally, is not to focus on growing an audience. That happens naturally over time. My focus is to share the type of content that people go there for. I would say I post semi-regularly, and my posts tend to be, you know, little words of wisdom around social media strategy tips. And the reason I do this is because of what we've been saying all along about audience and niche. And I know people who follow me use LinkedIn, and therefore it's important to use that information to ensure I'm reaching those people where they are, which comes back to strategy. There's this TV show I recently watched where the tagline was, it's all connected, and it truly is all connected.
Yeah, I got to do something about my LinkedIn, because I have it, but I don't think I even put a picture in there. I don't know what it says on there, but it's, even though I'm employed right now, I probably should update things, shouldn't I?
And that's what I was saying before. You know, there are plenty of people who will still use it the old way, and that's totally okay. But if you want to talk more about career-minded things and more business-focused things, then yeah, updating it would be a great move.
Here's our Genius Bar question for you this week. Scott, a listener either emailed or texted this to us. What is the safest way to retire a Twitter or X account? Is it better to deactivate the account for 30 days and then delete it after 30? I have an old account that's linked to an email address I no longer use. I would not want the organization under the current leadership to have access to my info, although I understand that is not fully possible. That's a mouthful. What do you think?
It is, but it's a good question, and you almost said your own answer a few seconds ago. Deactivating versus deleting. They're technically different, but they're technically the same in the world of X and Twitter. You deactivate your Twitter account to start the process of deleting your account. So you deactivate it, and deactivation lasts for 30 days. If you choose not to access your account at all within that 30-day window, your account is then automatically deleted. Your username is no longer associated with the account. No one will be able to take that username for a certain period of time. They don't tell you how long that is. They make it off limits, and then eventually it'll go back into the world and be available, or at least by theory. But what you want to do to answer the question is start the process, go to the settings, deactivate the account. If you're serious about it, don't do anything in those 30 days and your account gets deleted. If you do something within those 30 days, then you have the option to start back up again. Some people are not sure and they do that. Some people are pretty sure and then they just let the 30 days go and then you're done.
Good advice, as always, from Scott Kleinberg. And if you email or text us, we'll pass along your questions for Scott. Our email is bobshow@wgnradio.com, bobshow@wgnradio.com. And you can text us, same as the phone number here, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thanks, Scott. Have a good week.
You too, Bob. Thank you.